I am really happy for a lot of reasons right now. Probably the biggest is that we get to be with each other Saturday morning. But I have some special guests. I guess it was just the week before last week, the City of Pittsburgh Youth Budget Council boot camp got underway. SLB and Carlo University and the City of Pittsburgh have been working on this for almost 2 years, and I'm glad that the timing was right, because, you know, if not now, when? Because it's intended for high school students, and if we're not careful and if we had waited too much longer, we would have had outstanding youth budget council members pass us by, because they can't stop getting older. So I'm glad we got the program in place. And I asked if any council members would like to come see us and talk a bit about what boot camp was like. And I'm pleased that Keisha Gomez and Edgar O'Connell took us up on that offer. Good morning to both of you. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Good, thank you.
So I'm going to turn to you first, Edgar. Mm-hmm. Edgar lives in Lawrenceville. Both of you are students at Pittsburgh Kappa, and you're in Sheridan, right?
Yes.
And tell me why you wanted to be part of the Budget Council, and just some of your experiences.
Well, I first saw it in a newsletter sent out by the school counselor at our school, and I thought it'd be a great opportunity for a number of reasons, but mostly I thought it'd be a good chance to get involved with local politics and understanding ways to impact the community in positive ways.
And have you thought about running for office someday?
Maybe someday, very far in the future. It's on the radar.
That's something I never thought about growing up. I'm not sure I could do it now thinking about it. What about for you, Keisha? What attracted you?
I heard that there was an open opportunity to help my community and bring in different things that I and just speak up for the youth in my community.
And I want to talk more about maybe some ideas, but I'm curious, have you felt like you have any kind of voice in your community? Have you been able to actually make any changes or get things done at school or maybe within, you know, your own neighborhood?
Yeah, at some opportunities present themselves. I think it's mostly because of our age, it's a little harder because we don't have all the knowledge and all the experience yet necessary, but that's part of what this is about, is getting to that point. So I think up until this point, it's mostly been about starting with yourself, doing stuff to become more knowledgeable and to be more able to make a difference.
Yeah, it's hard even for adults to try to get change accomplished, especially these days. Keisha, have you felt like you've had a voice to be able to try to change things at all so far?
Yes, I also agree with Edgar. It's more just starting with yourself, being able to do things. I think I've been able to.
Yeah, you're both really confident people, and it was really a lot of fun getting to know you better during our boot camp. Do you have any initial thoughts as to what you might like to see happen? And of course, these aren't anything you'll be held to, but what kind of observations? I let me back up. I'm curious, people don't know what you experienced at boot camp. Is there anything that really struck you and is sticking out from what you learned during that period?
I thought there were a couple really good sessions we had at the boot camp. In particular, there was one where we were learning about accountable and research and how to get information, especially from the internet, being able to get it and make sure that it's a reliable source. And that was a pretty interesting experience.
Yeah, Dr. Bill Schwerz did that session, and I was amazed. I learned things. Mm-hmm. He's an adjunct professor at Carlo. Everything from how to judge a Wikipedia page as to how to determine if other information you find should be relied upon or not. And it's not as simple as you might think. Mm-hmm. Anything else come out that sticks out? And you can both jump in at the same time.
I think it was really nice to see how they choose to pick things and how they listen to things for when they had the meeting with the people.
The meeting in city council?
Yes, in city council. And even being able to be with the mayor right next to him, hearing how he has a say on things, hearing out what his job is, what he has to do, that was really nice.
Yeah, Mayor Peduta spent a lot of time with you all, about an hour to an hour and a half or so. And he said a number of things that really struck me. I don't know if you remember anything he had to say. The one thing he said that really got to me was a budget is like looking at it's like the mirror of your soul, right? It shows where your priorities are. I did not know that a budget could be made into something that actually had, you know, budget sounds pretty boring and dry, but he made it really kind of interesting to think through. Did you get a chance to, I have not yet, but to actually see, like look through the budget and see how they spend money?
No, yeah, I haven't really looked at it yet.
Yeah, neither have I.
That'll be coming soon. Mm-hmm. So if you could make a change, what do you think you would do if there was a change, you could just wave a magic wand and, you know, don't forget about persuasion or money, any of those factors. Does a change or two come to mind that you might want to do either in your school or in your neighborhood?
Yeah, we talked about this a little bit during the boot camp, but one of the focuses was equitable arts education. And I think that would definitely be something, if it could magically get done, that would be very helpful, because I think that's one of the things that if you can get that done, other things will start to fall in line behind it.
What kind of things do you think would happen?
Like, for instance, so if you're able to get a good arts education, then academics might also start to get up, or you'll also see... if people are busy doing their arts, they're less likely to get involved in criminal activity, things like that.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And that's something I never understood until I got a little older, that if arts give you an outlet for self-expression, but also give you a reason to go to school in some cases, your academics are going to go up as well. Keisha, did anything strike you? I know that was one you felt passionate about.
Yes.
As well.
For me, it would definitely be a rec center in my community, because I feel like if we start bringing the youth together in one community, everybody will start coming together, and it would just be so more adhesive, the youth city would be.
Yeah, having a sense of place, you know, sort of a home base to hang out and to think through things. You don't really have anywhere very close to you in Sheridan, right?
Right.
So that's a great idea. Have either of you two thought about what you want to do when you get older? You're both, still have another year or two left of high school.
No, I'm not really sure specifically yet. But one interesting thing I did at Kappa, I was a member of the mock trial team, and that seemed really interesting to me. So that might be something I'll consider down the road, getting involved with law or even... things related to law down the field, because that can really apply to a lot of things.
Well, for me, I had a lot of ideas. First, I wanted to be a judge and then a detective. I think I have more strength in the detective lane, so yeah.
What are some of your strengths in that area?
I'm able to really point things out and see things. Even when I'm, like, missing stuff and I don't even realize it, I'm still able to figure things out. Yeah.
That's a really good thing to recognize about yourself. So you're a good problem solver, but you see the details in a lot of things. And you're really articulate. You both are. But I could see you being able to stand up in court and make that argument. In fact, you might be making it before Judge Keisha. I could see... doing that and bringing justice to the world that way. So you're going to be meeting every week. We had boot camp a couple weeks ago, and then I think this coming Wednesday is your first meeting, a budget council meeting, and then you'll meet every Wednesday in July. You'll get August off, and then we'll continue to meet. You must be looking forward to getting back, I hope. Have you been trying to read up on things, or how are you? Are you doing anything to prepare? And I'm not trying to quiz you. I'm just curious because if it were me, I'd be thinking, "Wow, I'm representing all the youth in my city, and how can I find out more about what's going on?"
Yeah, one of the things I've been doing to prepare, going back through all the notes that I took during the boot camp, especially. The very first thing we did during the boot camp, we saw a presentation about how city government works and what the city government impacts, especially like the city government compared to the county government, and going through those notes to see what can we actually improve and if it's under the city. So, for example, we talked about maybe fixing transportation during the boot camp, but actually because that's the Port Authority is a county. Institutions, so that's something that we can't do. So just looking through the notes, focusing on things like that.
Yeah, that's a good idea because it's not at all intuitive who controls what, is it? And then some things are school board expenses,
right?
Or school board budget items in Summer City. Have you been doing anything, Keisha, to try to get ready?
Well, actually, it's been me and Amaja, another participant. We've been asking my mom, who runs Hope for Tomorrow, what other programs are there in the West End, so that we're a little more prepared to say, for our argument, to say there's this many programs, where can they facilitate? Like, we've been looking at different places and getting further information on what we can bring to the table.
That's a great idea. So trying to get buy-in from a number of, like, where does Hope for Tomorrow meet in a church? I'm trying to remember.
Well, we're in a summer camp right now, so we've been at Sheridan United Methodist. But for the past years, we've been jumping to different places from Langley to different churches, and that's a part of my argument. We need one place. And I think a rec center could be that place.
Yeah, having a sense of place. Have you guys learned about something called Maslow's hierarchy of needs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're a year older, so you may have gotten it. It's like this pyramid of what you need in life. And let's see, at the very bottom is food and shelter, right? Mm-hmm. And then shelter is a place, but as you go up, a big part of it too is a sense of belonging, and having a place really means that you establish a culture and a place to go. Is there there's probably in Lawrenceville a rec center, or I know the Boys and Girls Club is really popular there too. So you've got that in Lawrenceville, but there's not such a place. It sounds like in Sheridan.
Mm-hmm.
And so you may even be able to learn about how they made that happen in Lawrenceville.
Mm-hmm.
So you can learn more about it in Sheridan. This is going to be neat. I really can't wait to see what you guys are able to come up with. Do you think there'll be some special challenges at all as you go through this?
Yeah, I think one particular challenge will be all agreeing on a certain thing to focus on, because there's a lot of good ideas, a lot of good changes we need to see in the communities, but we can't focus on everything. So we have to keep in mind what we want to see get done and also what we can practically get done with the amount of money that we have, trying to be realistic about what we can get done.
That's a really good point. What about you, Keisha?
Mine is kind of like the same thing, just being able to all decide like on one thing and something that's going to impact all of Pittsburgh, not just one part, or that will start to impact even more.
Yeah, if you end up doing a rec center in the West End, maybe it becomes a very special like pilot project, mm-hmm. for a youth designed rec center, or one that has a particular model that nobody else has done that can then be extended to other places. And who knows, maybe you'll be able to do more than one thing. It depends on the amount of funding. You've got clearly of a friend in Bill Peduto. Mm-hmm. Did you have any observations on meeting him, Edgar? I'd asked Keisha that before.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was a really great experience. And one thing that I took away from it is how knowledgeable he came across as, especially one other member of the council, Emiliano Siegert Wilkinson, asked him about a particular problem in Marshall Shadeland. And Bill Peduto was like able to answer it. It seemed like he really knew what he was talking about. And I talked to Emiliano afterwards, and he was very impressed by that because from his experience, most people didn't even know that neighborhood existed. So he was really impressed by the way Mayor Peduto was able to answer that question.
Yeah, that was incredible. He knew Mayor Peduto knew exactly why Marshall Shadeland feels so disconnected and even had some ideas, some that will take a long time to implement, but it was neat to see how quickly he came across with those ideas. We're almost out of time. I'm so glad to see you both, and I hope that, you know, the coming weeks are going to bring great things to you. I'm going to ask you a really easy question now, and that's if you have any plans for the weekend. It's a holiday weekend. How are you going to spend it, Keisha?
I'm not really sure. I think just with my family, we're just going to, I don't really know.
No, I'm not sure I can answer that either. I'm not a huge fireworks fan. Oh. I mean, I'll watch them a little. Are you a big fireworks fan?
Yes.
Yeah. I like them, but I'll probably sit on my porch and watch them. Can you see them from home?
Well, sometimes we do them or we go to the Overlook.
Oh, the Overlook would be amazing to see them from the West End Overlook. Mm-hmm. How about you?
I have tickets to the Pirates game on Sunday. We lost last night, but hopefully we can get back on it.
Now, last night was a fireworks night, right?
Yeah,
they're probably all fireworks.
Yeah.
I would imagine. Mm-hmm. When I left this building last night, it was really crowded. It looked like they had a good crowd. But well, I hope it goes well. Thank you, you know, to both of you for being here, and maybe we can check in after you've had a few weeks of council, whether it be later this month or in September, just to keep tabs on how things are going. I'm trying to think, you learned about data validation, about group dynamics and leadership, about interviewing, about the art of persuasion, city government 101. You all made presentations based on initial thoughts you had. It was a pretty transformative week. We really enjoyed working with you. The other, there's 10 other members we worked with, but then a few that couldn't make it to boot camp that you'll be getting up to speed. Anything else either of you want to say before we close?
Yeah, I'm just looking forward to working with the community.
Yes, yeah, me too.
Well, thanks to you both. I'm really proud of the work that you're doing, and it might seem simple or like not much or like, hey, wouldn't anybody do it? But not everybody would. So thank you very much. That's Edgar O'Connell and Keisha Gomez, members of the first ever City of Pittsburgh Youth Participatory Budget Council.